This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today distributed more than 51,000 appointment letters to newly appointed youths in various government departments and organizations. Speaking through video conferencing, the Prime Minister said efforts are underway to provide permanent government jobs to youths. He said the government is committed to provide employment opportunities to the country's youth. Our correspondent reports that the Rose Guard Mela is being organized at 40 locations across the country. Newly appointed recruits joining the central government across various ministries and departments will have the opportunity to undertake foundational training through Karmyogi Prarambh. This online module is available on the iGOT Karmyogi portal. Over 1,400 e-learning courses are available, which will equip recruits with essential skills to serve in their roles effectively and work towards building a Viksit Bharat. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch, inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for multiple projects related to the health sector worth around 12,850 crore rupees in New Delhi today on the occasion of Dhanvantri Jayanti and the 9th Ayurveda Day. The Prime Minister will launch the expansion of health coverage to all senior citizens aged 70 years and above as a major addition to the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana. This will help provide health coverage to all senior citizens, regardless of their income. In a major boost to healthcare infrastructure, Mr. Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for multiple healthcare institutions. He will inaugurate Phase 2 of India's first All India Institute of Ayurveda, which includes a Panchkarma hospital, an Ayurvedic pharmacy for drug manufacturing, a sports medicine unit, a central library, an IT and startup incubation center, and a 500-seat auditorium, among others. The Prime Minister will launch the YouWin portal. It will benefit pregnant women and infants by fully digitalizing the vaccination process. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today greeted the people on the occasion of Dhanteras. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wished that everyone's life always be filled with good for health, happiness and prosperity with the blessings of Lord Dhanvantri. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will join the event of 9th Ayurveda Day celebration at AIIMS New Delhi via video conferencing today and inaugurate several cutting-edge facilities. Union Home Minister Amit Shah flagged off the Run for Unity at Major Dhyan Chand National Stadium in New Delhi this morning. The event is being organized to mark the birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel, who was born on 31st of October 1875. Speaking on this occasion, the Home Minister said, "Unity Run is not just a resolution for the unity of the country. Now the Unity Run has also become a resolution for a Viksit Bharat." Remembering the contributions of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel, Mr. Shah said Sardar Patel played a pivotal role in unifying the diverse princely states to form a united country. Mr. Shah raised question over delaying the conferment of Bharat Ratna to Sardar Patel, saying that unfortunate attempts were made to forget Sardar Patel for years. He said Prime Minister Modi has worked to keep the memory of Sardar Patel alive by installing the world's tallest statue in Gujarat. In Maharashtra, filing of nomination for single-phase assembly polls will end today. The scrutiny of nominations will be done tomorrow. The last date for withdrawal of candidature is 4th November. Voting for all 288 seats will be held on 20th November in a single phase. The filing of nominations will end today for the second phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand. 38 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on 20th of November. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid tribute to the tribal leader Kartik Urao on his birth centenary. In a social media post, Mr. Modi lauded Urao as a great leader who dedicated his life for the rights of the tribal community. In women's cricket, India will face New Zealand in the third and final one-day international match at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad today at 1:30 p.m. Harmanpreet Kaur-led squad will aim to put their best as the three-match series is currently levelled with one each. And that is the end of this news bulletin.